Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating juicy, soulful whole, living, adventuring on this journey of a lifetime. I was looking back and I didn't actually call one of the other episodes the Bigger Picture Part 1. It was more related to,
the analogy of having a few seconds or minutes of a part in a whole series, you know, the comparison with life. And, you know, if you saw a few seconds of a episode of a series that was exceptionally long and had many, many seasons, you know, you just really wouldn't have a grasp of everything from seeing a few seconds or a few minutes of one episode. So it was that theme of the bigger picture, and it just had so many ripples to other things for me that I said I'd share on another day. So this is the other day. So the one or two other things that came up for me, I saw this really, what for me was very powerful, Brené Brown clip. So it was a clip from an interview where she's speaking about her toddler son and talking about how he's sitting there with his dinner. And he's got like peas, and he's at a point now, he's now playing with his food, and he's picking a pea up and he's throwing it on the floor. And she says to him, you know what? She says, you've got a choice. Either you can eat your dinner, or if you continue to play with it and throw it on the ground and throw it all over the place, then clearly you've finished with your dinner and I'll take your plate away. So he looks at her, picks up a pea, extends his hand and drops the pea on the floor. So she takes the plate away. She says, clearly you've finished with your dinner. And he starts, no, but I'm hungry. So the interviewer says to her, how many times do you have to enforce that and reinforce that before the kid knows that you're serious? That you play with if you eat or if you play with it, then it gets taken away. So she's like, there's a more important question you need to ask, and that is, how many times do you need to backslide before they know that your boundaries are not, like, the boundaries can be moved, and they're flexible. They're not non-negotiable. And she said, once. And then she proceeds to give the example of, it's not only what you're teaching, but what you're modeling for the future. Like, she's got a daughter. So she says, imagine in the future, my teenage daughter in the car with her boyfriend, and maybe they're sitting in the back seat, and he's got a certain agenda on his mind. And he starts with, but I bought the flowers, and I bought the chocolate, and I paid for the movie. So what happens if she's been modeled boundaries that you can just backslide? I just thought it was so exceptionally powerful. And it's just so interesting, again, that paradox of life, that there are times that call for strong boundaries that are non-negotiable, and there are times of flexibility and movement and adjustment and change. But there's a time for everything. And it's like also like in the body, you know, like we have this whole digestive tract. So from our mouth all the way down to our poop exit, there's a lining that's one cell thick that is the gut lining. And it is absolutely imperative that everything that's in the gut can't just have free rein to pass through. It goes through the cells, and certain things happen to then allow things into the body. And there's a problem, leaky gut, like literally, when you have that the seals between these cells, this one cell layer is not strong, and there's gaps, that what is inside the digestive tract can go through without passing through the cells. It causes a lot of havoc, tremendous amounts. So there's a time and a place for everything. And there's a time and a place to have a firm boundary and to be non-negotiable. It's just very interesting. Very, very interesting. Because this thing of like the whole picture, so that is looking at the whole picture, because it's not just the isolated incidents of what it means to backslide once. Because the whole picture is on an unconscious, even subconscious level, what that behavior as the parent to the child on boundaries is being modeled and conditioned for that child's future behavior in terms of how they behave when someone starts to push on their boundary. And then this bigger picture as well. So a couple more things. How everything has a to always zoom out, because you can zoom into a particular circumstance where something is true, but then it can seem hypocritical or it can seem like paradoxical, but it's not, because you just got to remember the bigger picture. I was reading last night in Mickey Singer, and there's a line about says something like, "You are not the doer, you are the experiencer of reality." Now you can read that line and say you're not the doer, but what do you mean I'm not the doer? Obviously, I have to get up, I have to do stuff, I have to, you know, like make stuff happen, make food, go to work, do stuff. I can't just sit like a lump and just be the experiencer just lying there. And it's like, it was said in the context of the fact that what is unfolding is the result of everything that's built up to this moment. So that's the agency. The doing is not in trying to force a different outcome unfolding in front of you. But then the agency, it's in accepting that that is what is there now, which is the result of so many things that have happened before. So where the agency comes in is, what am I going to do with the here and now? How am I going to respond to this here and now? How am I going to serve the here and now? That's where the agency comes in. But not in determining what's happening in front of you. And then this bigger, so that's why it's a bigger picture, not to get stuck on something, a sentence or phrase, when you need to take a bigger picture, zoom out, like what is the context? And there would be times when the opposite, because there's times when doing and agency are applicable. And there's certain times and angles and perspectives where doing is not. So the other one as well, which was for me like so relevant. So I had a conversation, there was just a story about it with a young, like a teenager who had been having more responsibilities at home because there were like little toddlers in the family. And at that time, like one of the parents went away for a few days and the other parent had workload. There was an older sibling, but that sibling was at like university and the younger sibling was at high school. So, well, the dad, he's got deadlines and he's got work. And for the older sibling, she feels like because she's at university that's and has other deadlines and things, that's more important than the high school. So the younger son, the middle, well, the one in the middle between the toddlers and the oldest is like left with most of the responsibility around the kids while the mom's away. And in this story, like, so there's somebody who calls to speak to the middle son and his tone's like a little bit abrupt and aggressive, not just abrupt. And then in an attempt to actually like hear the middle son, the like family member on the phone says, you know, it really sounds like you've got a lot on your plate. And other people feel like their agendas and tasks take priority. To which he replies, you know what, I don't need you to paraphrase what I'm saying. And it's just such a beautiful thing of reflecting back on the bigger picture. Because yes, rightfully so. It doesn't mean if someone's feeling certain things that a more like an abrupt tone should be used on someone that's not directly connected to any of it. But if the person receiving the abrupt tone in that moment can zoom out and not be fixated there to just see the small picture of abrupt tone directed at me, but what is possibly going on if we play the game of identifying what is the hurt, the need, the want, the fear that's possibly going on here, that's causing this, that's motivating that articulation that's not being spoken. And it changes everything, because if you zoom out to not make it directly personal and zoom out to think what could be happening in this person's world, to make that the place that they're in, that they feel that's the best way they can behave or communicate at that time. And it's not about validating behavior. It's just about having a sense of compassion and a totally different experience of life that's possible from that way. Yeah, and also it's just like it was last little share on the soul theme or the bigger picture as well, because like I had an incident also sometimes in work teams when like I'd spoken to some people in another team, there's teams that work together, and had a request that in order to make a whole process run smoother for an end result, they had a certain request. And when I put this request to another team, the response was that, oh, but then we're doing their work for them, or, but the way we do it now isn't such a big deal and it is simple. Now, the thing is that, yes, from that team's perspective, zooming in, that's true. But if you zoom out to actually just understand that for other people from their perspective, there's something else that's true for them. And then to zoom out even further, because initially then the team that were asked to make the changes felt a little bit like, well, why is team A? Right? So why is team B life being made easier and we have to make this change? And then again, you need to zoom out because it's not just about the other team B. It's about the organization and the whole game that we're playing and the whole task that we're doing. Because the question wasn't to team B, what can we do to make your life easier? The question was, what can we do to make the output of the entire team more effective? So again, it's just like the more you move away from personal and the more we can move into a bigger picture and understanding someone from another person's point of view, game changing, game changing. So on this note, here is two, remembering the power, tapping into the power of the bigger picture. On two fronts, to remember so often that like what we set and what we do and how we behave actually teaches other people how to behave us, behave towards us, and actually models, especially in parenting dynamics and other situations, models behavior for the future. And to hold that bigger picture for a deeper sense of compassion and understanding and relatability. And that zooming in of the personal, zooming out to look at a broader perspective. Game changer, game changer. Happy adventuring, precious heart. Mwah.